Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Welcome to Kingdom Pursuits, where we get to hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we have some amazing folks. If you're like me and you get to go to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention every year, wow, there are so many amazing godly folks that God's given a passion for all sorts of different ways to build the kingdom. And we get to be there with the Truth Radio Network, and we get to meet some of these wonderful folks. And I've got some for you today, I think stories that are going to blow you away. I know I was blown away with them, so I'm excited to share these with you. First up, we've got Wayne Faust, and Wayne is the author of a book called 3 Billion to 1. Welcome, Wayne.
Hi, Robbie. Thank you. Glad to be here.
And so you're going to find out today, those are pretty difficult odds to deal with. 3 billion.
300 billion.
300 billion to one. Yeah, those, well, good. Well said, Wayne. And so you're going to find out, what in the world does that mean? It's quite a love story, and we're going to hear from Wayne in just a minute. But speaking of love stories, we also have, no, we're not there. Oh, that was good thinking, Jasper. But speaking of love stories, we have Paula Bunting, who is with us, and sometimes love goes wrong. And she's with a ministry called Concepts of Truth, which has this wonderful 800 number, 866-482-LIFE, and they provide counseling services for sexual health, education, and abortion recovery and prevention. And herself, she is an author of Puppy Kisses and Butterfly Wings. Welcome, Polly.
Thanks, Robbie. It's good to be here.
And you've got quite a story, too, to share.
I do.
Right along these lines, and I always find it fascinating how 2 Corinthians chapter 1 talks about, you know, the God of all comfort comforts us that we might comfort others. And I've spoken with several folks with Concepts of Truth over the years, and it's amazing how God has gifted you all to now help those people really hurting.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be able to take the painful, traumatic things in your life, and when you receive healing, you just want the people that are hurting like you were to receive that same healing. And so it's an honor, it's a privilege to serve people in that capacity.
That is so wonderful, and we appreciate you being with us today. And last up today, we have Linda Ferguson. And Linda, interesting, along the same lines of sexual abuse, is the author of a really awesome book called A Royal Dance, The Lion and the Butterfly. Welcome, Linda.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And similar to Polly's story, is God allowed some of those things in your life, how that worked, and it turned into this story, which is truly amazing. And it's interesting. Now God's got you on this adventure, doesn't he, Linda?
Yes, it's quite an adventure.
So who thought you'd be on the radio in North Carolina? Where are you calling from today, Linda?
Dodge City, Kansas.
Dodge City. Well, I imagine Wyatt Earp's out there somewhere, so we can catch up with him. But anyway, her book is, right, A Royal Dance. So speaking of dance, Jasper, we'll actually get to the riddle here now. Because learning to dance, as you might have known, is a two-step process, right, Jasper? That'll come to you in a minute. And I really like this one. The aspiring limbo dancer overcame his fear of crowds by becoming a significant underachiever. Of course, the math teacher was a good dancer. He had algorithm. And we get to do this one. My granddaughter Lila, her favorite joke in all the world, Jasper, I bet you're wondering what it is, but she tells us usually two or three times every time I see her. When the skeleton went to the party, he had nobody to dance with. He had nobody to dance with. That's the poor skeleton. And my granddaughter loves to tell that joke. And I don't know if you've been to some of these dance studios around, but from what I understand, they have walls-to-walls carpeting. That's pretty interesting. And you knew at the end of all those, I would need prayer just for the groans that I'm hearing from my guests out there. But anyway, here comes the actual riddle, and if you want to call in and win today, we've got these books. We've got 300 Billion to One or A Royal Dance, your choice of either of those books, for calling us at 866-348-7884 and telling us what famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the platters. What famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the platters? 866-348-7884. And I already told them what they'd win, but Jasper, go ahead and play the music in. We'll do it again.
They'll win a book by one of our lovely guests.
Yeah, A Royal Dance or 300 Billion to One. Your choice. All you have to do is call 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, and tell us which famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the platters. And moving on, Wayne.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you go ahead and start telling a little bit of the story of how we got to this 300 billion to one.
Well, I'm a licensed clinical therapist, and I was used to helping others. But 2 weeks after my wife passed, I found myself emotionally devastated and
tell us a little bit about your wife, Wayne.
Well, my wife was a very godly woman. She was pure in every way, I thought, and then she came. We had everything in life, and we were getting ready to retire early and travel, but she came down with bile duct liver cancer, terminal, and all of a sudden our lives changed. We didn't have anything to look forward to, it seemed like, except suffering. And I took care of her for one full year before she passed away, but after that I was completely devastated and trying to start over.
And as you were taking care of her, Wayne, what was her attitude towards the illness?
It was amazing, Robbie. I was born a whiner and a complainer, but this woman was like a modern-day Job. She never once questioned why, never once complained, but every day got up and said, "What a beautiful day God has made. Let us be glad, rejoice in it." I mean, it was like every morning she treasured what God had given her and lived in the moment, not at all complaining that she had cancer. It's so unselfish.
Wow. So we set the stage a little bit for Wayne. And now, Linda, can you set the stage a little bit about how God gave you your book?
Well, I had suffered some sexual abuse as a child, and I hid it, didn't want to talk about it, and the lady told me, "You need to tell your story." I did share with a close friend after I got married, because that's when it began to manifest in my life, the problems I was having with it. So I said, "No way, I'm not going to tell this story." And I laid it out before God. I said, "You need to give me a typewriter." That's how long ago it was. "You need to give me my husband's support and a desire to do it." Well, the typewriter came at Christmas that year from my husband, but I didn't. The desire to do it took 35 years of God pursuing me and pursuing me and pursuing me to write my story.
Wow. And we've got Polly in here too, so I want her to share a little bit about your book.
Yeah, it was actually written in response to a question. I was going into a weekend retreat for recovery from sexual abuse, actually with Millie Lace, the founder of Concepts of Truth. Most of the people on our helpline that answer the phone have sexual abuse in their past.
And yeah, so I hate to interrupt, Polly, because we got to go to a break, but I want to give that line again just in case you know somebody out there. It's 866-482-LIFE, L-I-F-E. 866-482-LIFE. When we come back, we got somebody called in at 866-34-TRUTH to guess my riddle, right? What famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the platters? So much more. King of Pursuits coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. A little bit early. We don't know what happened to our commercials that we normally have, but sometimes these things happen. And so you get to hear a little bit more Kingdom Pursuits today. And we are so blessed to have with us some authors, but also some folks that are on that where God has taken their passion and he's using it to build the kingdom. And we have Wayne Faust with us. He is the author of 300 Billion to One, and Paula Bunting with Concepts of Truth, which is this 1-866-482-LIFE number we've talked about. But Concepts of Truth is providing counseling services for sexual health and education and abortion and recovery. And she herself is the author of a book called Puppy Kisses and Butterfly Wings. And then we also have with us Linda Ferguson, who's the author of A Royal Dance, The Lion and the Butterfly. And as I mentioned often, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can see all their books there. If you don't want to call in and try our riddle and win one of these books for free by telling us what famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the platters at 866-348-7884, you can go to Kingdom Pursuits and order those books, get started. But we cut off Paula a little bit before she got to her story about her book, and we know that she got involved with the folks at Concepts of Truth. Paula, you want to pick?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And it's Polly, not
Polly. Polly, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said
no,
that.
No, it's
I can...
fine. It's okay. Yeah, so as I was saying, I wrote this in response to a question. We were supposed to come prepared to share just a brief statement about our abuse and a lot of the memories I had repressed. And the main thing that I knew was that it was a very traumatic and dark thing that had overshadowed my life for years. And I was beginning to see in ways that I didn't even know that it had overshadowed and that it had negatively impacted me. And so from that and just praying to the Lord is how this book was born. And it just tells the story of a young girl who paints her days and with these beautiful colors. And then all of a sudden there's a dark color and she doesn't understand why it's in her palette. She doesn't understand where it comes from. But it's starting to make the other colors darker. And it just takes that, it just talks about that journey that finally the master painter comes and he takes away that dark color. And that's certainly what happened in my life. And it was only through Jesus and his love and his mercy that he came and said, I can get rid of this for you. I can make your days bright again. And so all through my healing journey, it was lots of different processes and tools that he used. But through all of it, I would go back to this little book and I would read it myself and it ministered to me. And that's my hope, is that whoever's been abused can read this book, pick it up and read it, and it'll give them hope. And they'll know that their days don't always have to be dark. That pain doesn't always have to be in their heart, that they can be free.
Right. And it's interesting, Linda, in your own story, which I can't help but note the similarity, where it's her book, Linda Ferguson's book, is A Royal Dance, The Lion and the Butterfly. And you may notice that the other book is Puppy Kisses and Butterfly Wings. So we're going to find out about the kisses and the butterfly wings. But there's a butterfly in your book as well, Linda, and a similar story.
Yes. I wrote this book, first of all, as a parable, The Lion and the Butterfly Kingdom Parable. And it ended up being turned into a novel because my editor wanted me to do that. But everything in it is something that happened to me. And one of the things that happened with me on my journey was I had a vision one day of me in a meadow as a little girl with Jesus, and he was throwing me up and catching me, and I was giggling and laughing, and there was butterflies all over this meadow. And he said, my little butterfly, and he called me that, and he turned to walk away and said, no. And the little girl did, which was me. I was participating as I watched it unfold and giggling and laughing, and he said, no. I said, no, and he says, I'm always there. I'm always watching. And so the butterfly became something for me, and the dance of the butterfly with him in my intimate times, I was his butterfly. But he was the mighty lion of Judah, had tenderness to allow me to come close and look into his eyes and have him say, I love you. You don't have to do anything for my love. Just being with you, I'm blessed. He's hearing him say how blessed he was to just be with me in his presence. So the butterfly became very big part of my journey and my story.
And it's so amazing to me that, you know, Lewis Carroll used the butterfly in Alice in Wonderland, you know, the whole idea of the caterpillar becoming, you know, a butterfly in so many different ways and so many different things. There's a transformation that takes place. But speaking of transformation, we're going to get Wayne back in the conversation, because Wayne, God had a transformation for you too as well, because there you were. We pick up your story. You'd lost your wife. You were in a really difficult, grieving place. Take us back to that.
Well, I was emotionally devastated, a place I shouldn't be as a licensed counselor, because I couldn't help anybody else if I couldn't help myself. But I was paralyzed with fear and grief, and I just couldn't move on. So in my own grief, I cried out, Lord, I actually need a miracle myself. I'm the one who needs something, because I can't move on. And it was that very night that it happened. Within a few hours, I went to bed. My wife came to visit me. This is
well. Before you get to that part, there was a part in the Bible. You.
Oh, well, yes.
That's nice to know your story ahead of time.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't sure if you wanted me to get.
Oh yeah, by all means, get into that. Yeah.
Well, certainly. You know, I said, at least give me a sign, Lord. I mean, you know, give me, you know, even crumbs fall from the table. You said for those who want them. And, you know, that was an illustration. So I said, speak to me. And I pulled open and found a devotional that was a year old. And I sort of played Bible roulette with it. And I don't think everybody should do that, because you might just open it up and it'd say, Judas hung himself. Go do likewise, you know. But. Hey, I was desperate. I was. It was my fervent prayer, and God answered it. I mean, I opened it up, and it was two lessons, one on the left and the right. The one on the left said, after 40 years, God helps his children start over with a new path and a new purpose. And then on the right side, it was a very similar lesson. After 40 years, new tools and new skills to adjust to a new calling in a new place. And you know how long I knew my wife, Robbie?
I do, but our audience doesn't.
40 years. 40 years to that month as I knew my wife. And so, I mean, I said, Lord, thank you. I mean, I don't see coincidences like that coming out of here. This is just...
I loved the way that you put that together that night, too. Is you talked about that you'd been married 39 years.
39 and a half years, but I knew my wife 40. And so now I had to start over without her. I grew up with her. She helped me sort of grow up from a kid to a man, and I didn't know how to be alone anymore. So it was devastating to me to try to start over.
So there you were. God had given you this Bible verse, which we see that. And I find it more than fascinating, Pauly, that in all three cases, you guys were really, really hurting. And Jesus showed up with something really spectacular in the way of comfort. And so so there you are in this ministry. Do you actually sometimes man the 1-800 line?
I currently do not. I did do that for about 4 or 5 years. I did work as someone that answered the phone. Everyone that answers our phone has experienced abortion. They have that in their past, and they've healed. And it's really like we call ourselves the first responders. We're sometimes people will call. I took a call one time, and the lady was in her 60s, and she had never told anyone that she had had an abortion, and she was hurting. And the weight of that burden was just getting too heavy for her to carry. And what we do is we have a database of providers all over the globe, the country, and we get their information and we send them a packet. And in that packet, we list, okay, here's where you can go, and they will lead you through recovery from this abortion. And we have a Helps to Heal CD that has songs on it that they can listen to in the process of their healing, that just ministers that hope
that they need. And it's an amazing ministry. Sometimes we get women, and we've had calls where they're in the middle of an abortion. They've taken the pill, and they're like, I don't want to do this. And there's actually a number that we can give them, and it can be reversed if it's in time. And so we not only
really hang on, slow down a second.
There is.
You mean to tell me, and this is new information. I'm glad I listened to my own show. That you can take another pill to counteract that pill if it's not too late.
I don't want to misspeak either, because I don't. I'm not on the helpline currently, but there is a number, and it's a reversal. And I don't know the science, I don't know the details, I don't know the process of how it works, but I do know that there are types of medicines that you can take, and if you catch it in time, they reverse it. I believe it's RU486, but that could be wrong.
Well, it's just good to know that there's, so you know, not, again, that
right.
phone number is 866-482 Life,
right.
LIFE.
And those people know.
And if you call that number, they're gonna know exactly what's going on with that. But I, you know, just bringing it up, yes. I'm like, wow, how
yeah.
amazing so, is that? And
yeah.
how amazing is it that God provides these wonderful people? But I'm interested, Linda, how long has your book been out?
Just since January.
So since January, and you've had a chance to probably do some book signings and go out and do those kind
yes.
of things.
Yes.
Have you had anybody
yes.
come up to you yet that just like, wow, you could tell they had a similar story?
Yes. Oh, yes, many women have. And it's been interesting for me because I wrote my book in fiction format, and yet it seems to have spoken to so many women. And I think it's because they hide it and they don't want anyone to know. But when they read I'm finding out, you know, you go on this journey and you kind of like, well, what is going on? Why am I doing this? And how come I'm writing this like fiction and everything? But I'm finding out the Lord's using this so powerfully with women that have never told anybody. And even recently in the conference I was at in interviews, and there was people that said there was people in their 80s that had never told them until their deathbed that they'd been sexually abused as a child. So this is kind of a non-threatening way for them to read the story, and it seems to touch people. I've had people call me crying and weeping. This is my story, and da da da. So yes, I have.
And Wayne, I wonder, in your case, if you had folks show up and want to speak to you that lost a spouse.
Well, yes.
Well, you're a counselor, so obviously.
Well, I cannot say I was a good grief counselor until after this happened, because then I was able to identify more fully with grief, having hit the bottom and been immersed with it. But I have since then told people my story, and many have cried listening to it, and then have leaned on God more for the peace that only he could give. And so the story is meant to give people hope.
Yeah, and we haven't even got to the part where it's 300 billion to one. So we're going to get to that when we come back on Kingdom Pursuits. You're going to hear something that's so miraculous, it's like, wow, your jaw is going to drop. Mine did. And so you're going to get to hear that. Plus, I'm really shocked that no one has called in with what famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the Platters. 866-348-7884. You can call in and win one of these books. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today, we have several passionate folks that have amazing stories and amazing ways that God has taken or allowed pain in their life and then came in and comforted them, and where they're sharing their story. We have Wayne Faust. He's the author of 300 Billion to One, and Pauli Bunting with Concept of Truth. They provide counseling services for sexual health education and abortion recovery and prevention. And she herself is the author of Puppy Kisses and Butterfly Wings. We have Linda Ferguson, who is the author of A Royal Dance, The Lion and the Butterfly. And as always, we want to tell you that you can go to Kingdom Pursuits and check out these books, all the information on them, order them. It's all right there at Kingdom Pursuits. So we got Ken is in Colfax. Ken, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Ken, I'm counting on you. What famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the platters?
I have to read your thoughts. Good morning. You know, the daughter of Herodias, when she danced, and of course the request for Herodias was to bring John the Baptist's head on a platter, and that's got to be it, Bobby. I know you always win on these shows, but that has to be the right answer today.
You are exactly right, Ken. You got it. You got a head start on the whole thing.
Well, you got me to trying to think of songs that the platters sung, and the only one I could think about was "Smoke Gets in Your Eyes," and I was trying to put that together, and I just never could get it together.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That could be somebody in the Book of Revelation. A lot of smoke, you know.
And yeah.
Well, thank you, Ken. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in today.
God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we got Vicky is on with us. Vicky, have you got an answer for us on, you know, which famous dance in the Bible got a head start for the planters?
Yes, I didn't get to hear her answer, but I knew the answer when I was downstairs. It's when Herodotus' daughter danced and had John the Baptist beheaded, and the head was brought to the mom, to the daughter on a platter.
You're exactly right, Vicky. You got it. And so we're going to get you one of these books. We had two winners, and we got two books, A Royal Dance and 300 Billion to One. Aren't these amazing stories? Wait till you hear it all, Vicky. It's amazing.
Oh, I know I can't. And I would rather have the guy's book, because I am also a widow, and it did happen unexpectedly. So I'm listening to the whole show, but I would rather have his book.
Oh, wait till you hear the rest of his story, Vicky. You're going to love it, so stay tuned. God bless. Thank you for calling in today.
Well, thank you all for the show. You all be blessed.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Speaking of stories, we had to get back to Wayne's story, because this thing goes like, wow. Like, your jaw's going to drop. I promised it. And now, Wayne, go ahead. And God had given you the comfort of the passages there in the devotion, but he had something bigger in store for you, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I just read on about Joshua 1:9, the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. And the lesson was dealing with uncertainty, and after 40 years, he will lead you into a new passage of life with new skills and preparation. And I was overjoyed, but I said, Lord, I know I'm going to need something more. I thank you for answering this prayer, but I do need something more, and I don't know what it's going to be. But I then proceed to go to bed within a couple hours, and lo and behold, and I go to sleep within a few seconds, so it's kind of hard to, you know, this reality and consciousness immediately meets the next. But my wife appeared to me immediately. And she was young, and she was healthy, wearing a multicolored robe. And she embraced me all night long. As we get older, I get up 3-4 times a night. But this night, I did not get up at all. She embraced me with her arms. It was like a warm blanket, and I slept 8 hours. I usually get up after 6 anyway, and I immediately, after 8 hours, I felt so energized and overwhelmed with joy, and I just could not contain it. And I wrote in my grief journal, the way I would ask my clients to, what had just happened to me. And I said, Lord, thank you so much. I needed a miracle. You gave it to me. Wow, help me not to forget this experience a week, a month, or a year from now. I mean, really, because I'm a whiner and I'm a complainer, unlike my wife. Just don't let me forget how real this was. You answered this prayer. And no sooner did I write this down, and somebody came to visit me at the door. Right, I mean, I'm praying, Lord, don't let me forget how real this experience is. And he's already answering this prayer, transcending time, before I even pray it. I mean, what a beautiful God and powerful God we have. Because someone at the door came, and her name was Salome, And believe it or not, that's the name of the woman who asked, I think, for John the Baptist.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, this is a weird coincidence.
Yeah, it is, now that I think about it.
But my neighbor's name was Salome, and she does speak with that accent from Spain. And she said, Wayne, I came over to tell you something I'm very excited about. And I said, hey, I got something to tell you that I'm very excited about. And I said, but you go first. So she did not even hear my story about Wanda embracing me all night, young, wearing that multicolored robe. But I said, go ahead, tell me, what'd you come over here for? She said, I have known you and Wanda for over 30 years. We were neighbors over in Antioch, but I came over here from Brentwood to tell you that I dreamed of Wanda last night. I said, hold it, last night? Because I knew it happened to me, and I had not yet told her. She said, yes, I dreamed of Wanda last night, and Wanda was young, she was healthy, wearing a multicolored robe, and she said just one thing. When you see Wayne, would you please give this to him? And then she hugged Salome at that point, gave her a hug to pass on to me. And I said, Salome, I said, I don't even need to tell you my story, because you just explained in exact detail exactly what happened to me last night. That's what I was going to tell you. Wanda did visit me. She was young and healthy. She was wearing a multicolored robe. She hugged me all night long. It's incredible. And when I said that, Salome said, oh, my God, I'm getting chills up and down my spine. God sent Wanda back to help you move on and sent me over here to verify it. I said, no, isn't that awesome?
It is, and I got to tell you, I'm going to jump in here on you a little bit before we actually get to the odds part of it, which is 300 billion to one, that if you go to Kingdom Pursuits, there you'll see the cover of Wayne's book, and there is a picture of his wife with her multicolored robe, which I'm guessing you mocked up the robe from what you saw in the dream, but that's actually her face, right?
That is actually her face. I took a picture of her from our album that looked most like what she did when she came back to visit me. This is her in her prime, around 35 years old, and she looked this way when she came back to visit me.
And this is the way that her neighbor saw it, too. So you can go to Kingdom Pursuits and see that. But while you're there, I want you to look at A Royal Dance, because there is the cover of Linda's book, which is equally remarkable to me, because here's a picture of this lion, and here's this, interestingly, like Salome dancing, and which looks like a Middle Eastern girl, but then there's this butterfly that's on the lion's nose, and the cover of these two books are just striking to me in the symbolism that's involved with your book, Linda.
Yes. I don't know what you want me to say.
I want you to tell me about the dance, because you talked about the butterfly, but I don't think we really got the sense of the dance that's going to happen in this book. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the dance is what it was all about for me in my freedom journey. And I almost feel like crying. It's so personal to me. The Lord began, I had a man tell me one day in a meeting, he was praying for people who might have been sexually abused, they had to come forward, and he saw me in a white gown with chains around me. He says, when you dance, those chains are going to come off. So I began this journey with God in my room alone with him, and I would just dance. I would put worship music on, and he drew me near to him in a way that I can't even explain through the dance. Through just loving him in the dance and him loving me, and it became so beautifully intimate time, and he began to speak. Really, the very first words I really heard, I know many don't think they can hear God sometimes and you struggle with that, but the first words I heard him say to me, I love you. And the words itself just vibrated through my whole entire being, and I twirled and twirled and twirled. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It was such a pure love, and I needed that so much. And so that's why.
Yeah, it's so amazing. And I wanted to get Polly in here. Polly, you know, Satan has a way of attacking women's beauty.
Yes. he does it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But God has a way of bringing your beauty out and allowing you once again to twirl your skirt like you did when you were a little girl. And the innocence of that picture is similar to your puppy kisses, right?
Right, yeah. It is about the innocence. You know, that was taken from me. I was about 2 years old when I was first sexually abused, and that's such a young age to lose your innocence. And, you know, childhood really is about innocence. It should be. And there's just something about a puppy's kiss that, you know, as a child, when you're enjoying that, it's like there's not another care in the world in that moment. And even as adults.
Wow, I hate to cut you off, Polly, again, because we can hear the music saying, well, we got another break coming. So you can see we have more with these amazing guests and how God has brought comfort.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all there, and the Truth Network wants to meet you there. Please follow us, like us, and share our post. Our goal is to reach people with a life-changing truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got stations listed at our website, truthnetwork.com, and all of our social media venues are there, and we'd love to hear your feedback, and we'd love to be retweeted by you, and we'd love to follow you right back. So join us on social media, and let's use that platform as a way to reach more people with the truth of Jesus Christ.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And as I had mentioned earlier, we're so blessed to be able to go to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention and meet so many amazing folks that God has given a story to, and that has turned into a passion. And they're using that to build the kingdom, essentially living out 2 Corinthians chapter 1, as they're taking the comfort God gave them and comforting others with it. And what examples we have of that today? First off, Wayne Faust. He's the author of 300 Billion to One. And Linda Ferguson is the author of A Royal Dance, The Lion and the Butterfly. And Polly Bunting is the author of Puppy Kisses and Butterfly Wings. And since I'm talking about authors and books, I want to give you an idea that maybe, you know, God could put on your heart to go to Kingdom Pursuits, order these books, read them, so that you might know somebody that's going through these kind of things that you could share them. But also, when you read a book for somebody like, this is their first book in many cases, if you could go to Amazon and go ahead and rate the book. Once you've bought the book, you can rate it. And by actually sharing a favorable rating on Amazon, it makes a huge difference on all sorts of different levels. Because here's somebody else that's hurting that lost a spouse. Here's somebody else that's hurting that was sexually abused. Here's somebody else that's considering abortion. There's a situation. They go to Amazon. They see your rating. They see what's happened here. And wow, I mean, we may be in heaven someday and see, you know, how your rating made a difference in somebody's life. And so not to mention the encouragement that you give the authors when you buy their books. And so we love that we get a chance to share those at our website, and we would love to share those with you. But getting back to Polly, whose book was Puppy Kisses and Butterfly Wings, I love that way you were talking about the innocence of puppy kisses. And tell us about the butterfly wings.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, even as adults, when we see a butterfly, we're walking outside, and we see it land on a bush, it catches our attention, right? And we stop and we pause. And in that moment of looking at that butterfly, we're not thinking about our day or our worries. And so to me, that butterfly still represents that innocence. When life is just, it's just good in that moment. And it also represents a transformation. And that's what we all need. You know, Wayne, Linda, myself, we've all had trauma in one way or another. And I think about, you know, God is love, and love is patient, and love is kind. And I've found that true every time I encounter God. He's patient and he's kind, and he leads me on this healing journey, and he never brings anything up for me to deal with that he doesn't know that I am able to deal with it. And I just love that he's patient and he's kind and he leads me on this journey for myself and also in helping other people, that I can bring them into his love and into his light, and he can speak the truth over their lives and they can be set free. And that's my heart. I just want people to know his love the way that I know his love and to be free
and
to not carry burden.
What's really, really cool to me is, and Linda can speak to this too, because her butterfly is in her book as well, but John Lynch is a wonderful pastor out in Arizona. He did a video called True Faced. It's on YouTube, and everybody ought to watch. I mean, everybody ought to watch it. But one of the funny things that he shares in that YouTube video is that if you were to take a caterpillar and start yelling at it that it's a butterfly, all you're going to do is hurt its little caterpillar ears. Because its DNA is that it's a butterfly, and we're so much that picture, right? We're down mm-hmm. here trying to, you know, eat and get around like a caterpillar, but God's given us these beautiful wings. But he's so patient that, you know, at some point we're going to have to do some fighting to get out of that cocoon in order to strengthen our wings so that we can fly. And Linda, I hear your story. It's just so remarkable that your husband was so patient with you, never hurt your little caterpillar ears.
He truly was. He's been very patient with me because it was very difficult when we were in the early year or two of our marriage. In fact, that was when I had closed it all off. I didn't think about it and talk about it. And then when we got married, I just couldn't respond to my husband. I just couldn't be touched, and I had to figure out what was going on. So, yes, he was extremely patient and kind and prayed for me and an example of Christ in many ways, and I'm very thankful for him and his patience with me.
I'm just sitting there praising God that he picked such a husband for you, knowing, you know, that would work out mm-hmm. that way. And Wayne, bringing you into the conversation, I can't help but think that God picked out a particular wife for you, knowing that at some point in time you're going to have to get your little caterpillar ears on.
Oh, my gosh, yes. In fact, I didn't know we were going to go back, but the beginning of my book talks about how I was raised to be a hopeful romantic. My parents stayed together through the thick and the thin, and I prayed for a wife. I was just so, I just learned that we should pray audaciously for what we want. And I said, hey, Jacob met Rachel at the well. And, you know, Isaac was supposed to meet Rebecca. And Abraham was supposed to meet Sarah. And Mary was supposed to marry Joseph for the birth of Jesus. And you know what? God didn't waste his time in the Bible with those kinds of messages. That means we're supposed to pray for the spouse that God wants us to have and be equally joined with him. So I did so, and I met my wife at Lee University, Cleveland, Tennessee, and all the net proceeds from my book go to a scholarship in her name at Lee University where we met. I don't not make any money from this book. It's all dedicated because it's God's story and it's her story. I mean,
you got to tell us about the odds now. The name of the book is 300 billion to one. Now, you got to tell us, share, what's up with that?
Wow. Well, when God answered me and sent her back to visit me, I got up so overjoyed and overwhelmed with the beauty of it all. I wrote in my grief journal, wow, I said, you know, this is beautiful and amazing, but Lord, I know I overanalyzed everything, and I'm a doubtful Thomas sometimes. Don't let me forget how real this is, even though the odds wouldn't be that great to a psychologist or to a atheist. I shouldn't even be worried about an atheist. But I was going to tell everybody about this, and I love to tell stories and apologetics to atheists. And I said, Lord, don't, you know, an atheist would say, hey, you know, so you dreamed of your wife three times in a year, 365 is 122 and a half, and, you know, she could have been doing at least 50 other things in your dream. 50 times 122 is 6,100. Hey, you know, no atheist is going to believe your story. And a psychologist is going to say, Wayne, you projected your needs into that as a dream. And so there's natural, logical explanations to this. So I'm a very natural and logical person. In fact, I overanalyze things. And I said, you know, I'm going to strengthen believers. I can't wait to tell everybody about this. but I'm not going to win atheist over this. So anyway, when my neighbor comes over and she tells me the story, and I said, Salome, I said, you just explained my exact experience last night. Right after that, she says, I'm getting chills up and down my spine. God sent Wanda back to help you move on and me over here to verify it. And then the Holy Spirit said to me immediately, Wayne, what do you think about your odds now? I got excited again. I said, I got to go back and figure out these odds. This is truly God. And I went back and figured out the odds, and I have it in my book in that same chapter that the odds of her having exactly the same dream with the same details as me that same night is 1 in 300,577,500,000 to 1, but I rounded it off to 300,000,000 to 1 to the title of the book.
Well, Polly, I you must see those kind of numbers at Concepts of Truth all the time, that, wow, you get to be right there at that particular place when that particular person needs your story.
Right. Yeah. It's just in the right place at the right time. And I just believe it's divine appointments. It's divine intervention. It can't be explained, you know, logically. Even being on the air today and someone listening that needs to hear what one of us are saying, that's a divine intervention. And that's not something we can orchestrate in our own efforts. And that's why it's so important just to daily walk with him and to daily hear. And if we feel a nudge, we act on it. If we think we heard him say it, we act on it. And we trust the outcome to him. But it's amazing that we're just there. We're just there 24/7, anytime, day or night. You're going to get a live person on the other end of that phone that's going to listen and going to help you.
It's 866-482-LIFE. You need to know that number's out there for somebody that's hurting, is in that position, you know, for such a time as this. Well, Linda, we just got time for you to explain, why in the world is that butterfly on that lion's nose?
Well, it represents the closeness that this wonderful, majestic king that we love, Jesus, that has all power and all authority, that has majestic kingdom and all, allows us to draw near and look into his eyes. The butterfly, actually, I learned after we developed this, the butterfly has the ability, the only creature, to look into the lion's eyes, and into the sun's eyes, and not hurt his eyes. So,
wow. There you go. Reason. Well, you can see it's face-to-face, lion to butterfly. Go to Kingdom mm-hmm. Pursuits. Check out these amazing books, A Royal Dance, 300 Billion to One, and Puppy Kisses and Butterfly Wings. But most of all, we're grateful for your listening today. What an honor it is that you guys listen to this show. And again, go to Kingdom Pursuits. Check it all out right now. You got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. Thank you for listening to the Truth Network.